Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for January 17th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN options editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. U.S. bank regulators have proposed rules that could significantly raise capital requirements for banks providing derivatives clearing services to clients, potentially by more than 80%. FIA said it strongly opposes these provisions. It argues that such rules could increase costs for banks offering clearing services for various financial instruments, potentially impeding access to derivatives for companies using them for risk management, such as agricultural businesses and insurers. Additionally, these rules could inadvertently heighten systemic risk by restricting the transfer of customer positions from a clearing firm in the case of bankruptcy. FIA calls for a comprehensive analysis of these impacts before finalizing the rules. Also, FIA, in collaboration with the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, or SIFMA, expressed concerns about proposed changes to U.S. bank capital requirements, emphasizing that certain low-risk business activities could face unnecessary high capital requirements. Lastly, FIA filed a comment letter opposing the GSIB surcharge proposal, highlighting the substantial increase in capital requirements for client derivatives clearing activities it would entail, specifically more than a 56% increase in capital requirements. FIA also voiced its opposition to provisions in the Basel III endgame proposal, emphasizing that they could lead to a more than 22% increase in capital requirements for client clearing activity, potentially resulting in higher costs for end users. From time to time, I make a big case out of the negative aspects of cryptocurrencies, as I have a problem with the origin story of Bitcoin. Money laundering, tax evasion, drug trafficking, and the purchase of illegal goods and services on the dark web are all concerns. Why was Bitcoin created? I have a narrative that centers around money laundering. How big a problem is money laundering? Today there is a story from the Financial Times that is mind-blowing. The headline is, J.P. Morgan suffers 45 billion cyber attacks a day, with a sub-headline, Banks spends $15 billion a year on tech and employs 62,000 technologists, senior executive says at Davos. Just think about those numbers for a little bit, and you get an idea of the threat and magnitude of money laundering and the need for better ways to launder money. Enter crypto. Like I said, it's an alternative narrative, not fact, just like the Satoshi Nakamoto story is not fact or proven. But if what Mary Erdos said is right about 62 billion cyber attacks a day on JP Morgan, just wow. The SEC Historical Society and Howard University School of Law will host a special program on Wednesday, March 1st, at the Howard University School of Law in Washington, D.C., to mark the 10th anniversary of the SEC's Office of Women and Minority Inclusion, OMWI. The event will feature the director of OMWI and three former U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission chairs who served during the first decade of OMWI's operation: W.J. Clayton, Mary Jo White, Mary L. Shapiro, and Pamela A. Gibbs, and Hema Marlier. The program will delve into OMWI's origin, mandate, challenges, and successes since its establishment in 2012, shedding light on its role in advancing diversity and inclusion within the Commission for the next decade. Those interested can view the webcast live online without registration. In AI news, OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman has responded to allegations that the company is using copyrighted material without permission by stating that artificial intelligence AI doesn't require vast amounts of training data from publishers like the New York Times. Altman emphasized that they do not want to train on the New York Times data. Meanwhile, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff criticized AI companies for using intellectual property without authorization, claiming that, quote, all the training data has been stolen, unquote. These comments come amidst a lawsuit filed by the New York Times against OpenAI for alleged copyright infringement in its training data. Additionally, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella expressed his desire for stability in the relationship between Microsoft and OpenAI as regulators in the UK and EU consider probes into their close ties. OpenAI is also working on cybersecurity tools in collaboration with the US Defense Department, despite the startup's previous ban on providing AI to militaries. Bloomberg is reporting that Elon Musk is exerting pressure on Tesla's board to secure a substantial stock award even after selling a significant portion of his Tesla shares to acquire Twitter. Musk, Tesla's largest shareholder with nearly 13% ownership, expressed his desire for approximately 25% voting control within the company. He hinted that without this level of influence, he might focus on developing artificial intelligence and robotics products elsewhere. This move follows his sale of almost $40 billion in Tesla stock in 2022 to finance his Twitter acquisition. Reading between the lines, this seems like blackmail. The Wall Street Journal version of the story is titled, "A $60 billion plus pay package, Musk gives Tesla's board a nightmare task," with the sub-headline, "Corporate governance tensions are unavoidable in owner-managed companies, but they needn't be inflamed on social media." Thank you to everyone who gave to Anthony Payne's GoFundMe page yesterday on behalf of his plans to run a half marathon again with his son Ralph for Cancer Research UK, the London Landmarks Half Marathon 2024 on April 7th, 2024. Here, there is a picture of Anthony running with Ralph in today's newsletter in the previous marathon. His fundraising is up to 717 pounds of his 2,000 pound goal. You can donate with a link in today's newsletter. Randstad's 2024 Work Monitor report, Rethinking Ambition, found that half of global workers are more interested in balance and belonging than climbing the ladder. The 27,000 workers surveyed in 34 markets across Europe, Asia Pacific, and the Americas said that work-life balance, flexibility, equity, and skilling are now at the heart of their career decisions. While more than half, 56%, of the workers consider themselves to be ambitious, rising to 69% for Gen Z, they don't hold the traditional understanding of career aspiration. Half, 47%, of the workers surveyed are not focused on building a career at all. The same percentage said they would stay in a role that they like even if there's no room to progress or develop. Meanwhile, a third, 34%, of workers never want to take on any managerial roles. View the findings and download the Randstad Work Monitor report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were ChatGPT may rival Flash Boys in transitioning markets from Bloomberg, ETFs make Bitcoin's problems even worse from the Wall Street Journal, and why stocks look ready for a big drop from Barron's. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Episode 29, Options Discovery. Understanding the foundations to become a successful options trader. Mark Esposito, options mentor at McMillan Analysis Corp, discusses this and more with JLN's Esma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas discusses the different principles that traders should understand about options. This episode includes a breakdown of calls and puts, choosing the underlying asset and volatility in the Greeks. Esma then sits down with Mark Esposito, an options mentor at McMillan Analysis Corp, who shares more insight on the foundations of options trading. You can check out the options mentoring program with a link in today's newsletter and watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from NPR. It's so cold, Teslas are struggling to charge in Chicago. The Arctic air gripping much of the U.S. put Tesla drivers in Chicago into a pickle on Monday. Many of the cars sat in long lines at supercharger stations, their owners saying that the cold sapped the electric vehicle's normal ability to charge and keep a charge. In some cases, tow trucks were called to move the cars in scenes that were relayed by local TV news. The Tesla owner's plight became an emblem of the misery extreme cold is inflicting on wide sections of the U.S. More on that below. My comment, science is a bitch. Here's another story, this one from The Trade. The headline, Trader of the Year, Millennium's Charlotte Nutting. Annabelle Smith sits down with Millennium Senior Trader and winner of the 2023 Leaders in Trading Trader of the Year Award, Charlotte Nutting, to explore her journey to the hedge fund's trading desk, her decision to trade multi-asset, and spearheading better gender diversity in the industry. Senior trader at Millennium, Charlotte Nutting, has been on a rapid ascension in the last few years. In 2019, Nutting was nominated by her industry peers as one of the trade's rising stars of trading and execution. And just 4 years later, she was shortlisted for the trade's coveted Buy-Side Trader of the Year, up against other rivals from Invesco, Lion Trust Asset Management, Baillie Gifford, and State Street Global Advisors, SSGA. Nutting took home the award after an industry-wide vote. My comment, congratulations to Charlotte. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was a repeat of our top story on Monday. Poland plans to set end date for coal power from Reuters. Second was, is artificial intelligence the solution to cybersecurity threats from the Financial Times? And third was CBOE Digital launches margin Bitcoin and Ether futures from The Trade, also a repeat from Monday's top three. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the FIA, referenced earlier. U.S. bank capital proposals would increase capital requirements for client clearing by 80%. FIA estimates top U.S. six clearing banks would need more than $7.2 billion in additional capital for derivatives clearing services. FIA strongly opposes provisions of two separate proposed rules put forward by U.S. bank regulators that would dramatically increase capital requirements for derivatives clearing services that banks offer to their clients. Looking at just the six largest U.S. banks that offer clearing, FIA estimates that these provisions would increase their capital requirements for client clearing by more than 80% if enacted as proposed. These rules would make it far more expensive for banks to provide their clients with clearing services for futures, options, and OTC derivatives. In turn, this could impair access for those instruments by a wide range of companies that use derivatives to hedge their risk or manage their investments. These companies include agricultural businesses, energy producers, and public utilities, manufacturing and transportation companies, mortgage lenders, insurance companies, and pension funds. The proposed rules would also have the unintended consequences of increasing systemic risk by reducing the capacity to move customer positions out of a clearing firm in case that firm goes bankrupt. FIA is troubled by the absence of any apparent cost-benefit analysis that considers these important negative impacts of the proposals on the end users and on systemic stability. FIA urges the bank regulators to fully consider and analyze these impacts before finalizing these rules. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline: J.P. Morgan suffers 45 billion cyber attacks a day. Bank spends $15 billion a year on tech and employs 62,000 technologists, senior executive says at Davos. J.P. Morgan Chase is targeted by hackers trying to infiltrate its systems 45 billion times a day, twice the rate at which it was attacked a year earlier, the bank's head of asset and wealth management has said. Speaking at Davos on Wednesday, Mary Erdos said the bank has spent $15 billion on technology every year and employed 62,000 technologists, with many focused solely on combating the rise in cybercrime. "We have more engineers than Google or Amazon. Why? Because we have to," she said. "The fraudsters get smarter, savvier, quicker, more devious, more mischievous." Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline: EU moves new rules to shake up market price data for investors. European Union lawmakers gave the nod on Tuesday to giving investors better access to stock and bond prices and helping the BLOX capital market compete better with Wall Street in raising funds for companies to grow. The European Parliament voted in favor of revising the BLOX securities rules, known as MiFID, by mandating the creation of consolidated tapes or single real-time snapshots of bond prices by mid-2025 and for stocks and derivatives by 2026. We're grateful for your attentive listening of the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Thank you.